Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Berger, speaker. Today on the broadcast, we are going to begin a new series of studies which we are going to entitle The Voice of the Lord. And today we will give an introduction to the studies, or a preamble, and in succeeding studies, which will be five in total, His Voice of Power, His Voice of Wisdom, His Voice of Grace, and His Voice of Love. And we're going to choose for a theme verse for this series of meetings, Psalm 29 and verse 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. I think we should relate that to the entire psalm. It's all about the voice of the Lord. It's a wonderful psalm. In the second verse of the 29th psalm, we read there, Give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Ascribe unto the Lord is the real force of the word. We don't give God strength at all. We don't give Him anything. We ascribe to Him those attributes that are already His. Now in verse 3, The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The Lord of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. And then our theme verse, the voice of the Lord is powerful, the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest. And in His temple doth every one speak of His glory, the glory of His voice. His voice is a voice of power, as we read there in verse 4, our theme verse, the voice of the Lord is powerful. Right across the page from this wonderful psalm, we have God's way of creating this world across the page of my Bible. Psalm 33, we read there, the word of the Lord in verse 4 is right, all His works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgeth the earth, and the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, listen please, were the heavens made, and the host of them by the breath of His mouth. He spoke, and the worlds came into existence. I think we see this in the day of rehabilitating the earth or readying the earth for man's occupation in Genesis chapter 1. Let's read there and see God speaking and see what happens. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3, we read there, And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. He spoke. And the light broke through. In verse 3, we read of that first chapter of Genesis, verse 6. We've already read verse 3. Verse 6, God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters. And then in verse 9, And God said, Let the waters under heaven be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God spoke, and the earth was readied for the occupation of man. He only has to speak. That's the power of His voice. But we want to make this more personal. We want to see how the Lord can affect you and me by His voice. He created the worlds and the vast universe. He spoke it into existence, if you please, by the word of His power. Oh, there's power in the voice of the Lord. We read now in John chapter 7, I think such a lovely picture of our Lord Jesus Christ is brought before us. On the occasion of the Feast of the Tabernacles. The Feast of the Tabernacles was convened every year in the children of Israel. The children of Israel had seven feast days. And the Feast of Tabernacle was the last. It was on the seventh month, which corresponds to our October. In a sense, it was their Thanksgiving Day. And they all gathered to Jerusalem to enjoy the company of the Lord and the company of his people. Now, on this occasion, the Lord, as well as the others of Israel, went up to Jerusalem. And in verse 14 of the seventh chapter of John, we read, "Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, 'How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?'" They didn't know it. But this was the one who gave human beings their intelligence. This was the Creator, as John tells us in the first chapter of his Gospel. He gave us light. He gave us intelligence. And they said, they marveled. And when a Jew marvels, you better take note. And the Jews marveled, saying, "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" His was the voice of teaching. At this tabernacle, he taught them, at this Feast of Tabernacles, he taught the people. And the Pharisees had opportunity to hear him and the prisoner, and they wanted to take him prisoner. Now, we read it later in this chapter, verse 32, the Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things. And what they were murmuring about was the fact that the Lord had healed a man on the Sabbath day, and their law had told them that they should do no work on the Sabbath day, and they considered that a good work. Well, they were puzzled. They were murmuring, and the Pharisees were upset. This upstart that broke the Sabbath, according to their thinking. And so they sent officers. We read that. Verse 32, we'll repeat the verse. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Yet a little while I'm with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me. And where I am, thither ye cannot come." Then said the Jews among themselves, "Whither will ye go? Will he go? Will he, that we shall not find him? Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles?" Now in verse 37, we read there, "The last day, in the last day, that great day of the feast, the concluding day, the last feast day of the year, in that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, 'If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. But this spake he of the Spirit, that they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified." He'd not been to the cross yet to die for our sins. He died on that cross for you and for me. Our sins were a barrier that would keep us out of heaven. He was not yet glorified by his death. We don't glorify anybody by our deaths, but he glorified God. He died for you and for me, for our sins. I took that barrier out of the way that would keep us from God. And then he rose again from the dead, proving that our sins were in the depths of the sea. Now, on this occasion, he stood up there the last great day, that great day of the feast. Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Now, we are not to take this as literal water. He did not have great stones full of water and a tin cup or a teacup or whatever, ladle, to ladle out the water. He was talking about the thirst of the soul. Now, this is interesting. In that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Why didn't he say it before? I think it's significant that on the last day, he says, "Are you still thirsty? Are you thirsty in your soul?" Think of what this meant to a Jewish person. He came from his home all over all over the nation of Israel in that day, all gathered to Jerusalem. It was a time of reunion when they would see their friends, their neighbors that they had not seen for some time. It was a joyous time for the children. And they gathered there, and they had that satisfaction. The crops were gathered in. They could thank the Lord for an abundant harvest. Their responsibilities were over at home. They came to that magnificent temple. That temple, and this was in the Lord's time, that Herod built in 46 years of construction. He had a flair for construction. Even his disciples were awed by the majesty of these buildings. And here they were in this setting. And they had offered the sacrifices, the sweet incense. They had come before the Lord in prayer. Everything about religion that should have satisfied the human heart should have been fulfilled. And yet the Lord Jesus says, on that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." After you've been to me and received the drink, you will be a source of refreshment to others. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit of God. Because when you and I come to the knowledge of the Lord's what he's done for us, and we trust him, just commit our souls to him on a one-on-one relationship. Notice what the Lord said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." It's a matter of a personal relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he says, you come, and you'll be satisfied, and you'll be a source of blessing. The Spirit of God will bring Christ before you. Now many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, "This is the prophet." Others said, "This is the Christ." But some said, "Shall Christ come out of Galilee?" And then down farther, "Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have you not brought him?" They were empty-handed. They had been sent to apprehend the Lord Jesus and turn him into a prisoner. The officers replied, "Never man spake like this man." This man was unique. No one could satisfy the human heart. No one could say, "Let him come unto me and drink, and out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, a refreshment of others." This was the Christ. This is the voice that speaks life to the dead. This is the voice which we're going to be considering during this series of studies. We hope that you can be with us every Lord's Day at this time. Our Father, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, we do thank you for our wonderful Lord who died for us, who lives for us, and is coming again for us. And we thank you in his name. Amen.